This is Madhvi Kuperedi, a MD-HAV space K PPS space or EDD validity team for doctor. Mahiralan, date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is JD Thomas. Full stop. THOMAS. Date of birth is 7/5/1949. Next paragraph, primary care physician is Dr. Linda Green. Scopy and patient has for him, cause number 19/2012. Next paragraph, gastroenterologist period, Dr. Edward Clay. EDWARD space CLAY. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow up. Next paragraph, dear. Colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Thomas in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, he is a very pleasant 63-year-old gentleman with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with charge to score of 1. Not on any anticoagulation, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post cardiac cath done on December 4, 2012, secondary to her pass to stress test in the RCA territory done on November 2012, came for follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient is relatively doing well. He denied any chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, palpitations, heart apnea, and PND, and syncope. He also denied any leg cramps and claudication, and denied any lower extremity skin color changes with varicose veins. He is complaining of mild flu-like symptoms associated with cough, and says that been complained with all his medication. Denied any active current GI bleeding and regularly following a PCP and gastroenterologist. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Number 1, hypertension. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillations. Chance to score of 1. Next number, non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Status post cath. And December 2012. Next number, gastrointestinal bleeding of unknown etiology. Next paragraph, past surgical history, cardiac cath done on December 4, 2012. Next paragraph, social history, patient was an ex-smoker and currently he completely stopped smoking and denies any alcohol and illicit drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, current medications, Norvasc 10 mg once daily, simvastatin 5 mg once daily, QD, Vicodin 750 mg once daily, as needed. Next number, Chlorcon 90 milli equivalent QD. Next number, Flexeril 10 mg. Next number, Ranitidine 10 mg twice daily. Next number, cough syrup, Robitussin or UBOTUSSIN as needed. Thank you. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 122/82, pulse is 79, weight 222 pounds, height 6, rest of the physical examination, copy the normal template for physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. Number 1, diagnostic test number 1, left heart catheterization, period done on December 4, 2012. Show no angiographic evidence for obstructive coronary artery disease. Paragraph, dipyridamole stress test, period done on November 6, 2012, showed moderate sized mild severity, inferior partially reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the proximal RCA. Next paragraph, 2D echocardiogram, period done on May 30, 2012, showed mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with ejection fraction of 60 to 65%. Left atrium is moderately dilated and right ventricle mildly enlarged. And also right atrium mildly enlarged. Full stop. The aortic valve is mildly thickened and with the moderate aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, comma mild MR, mild TR and pericardium appears to be non thickened. Next paragraph. Arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremity, period done on March 10, 2012, correlates with velocity less than 30% stenosis bilaterally in lower extremity arterial system. Next paragraph, segmental ABI, period done on March 10, 2012, showed abnormal values of normal values of 1.27 on right and 1.32 on the left. Next paragraph. DLCO period done on March 10, 2012. DLCO 68% of predicted. VA 52% of predicted. DLCO over VA 127% of predicted. TLC 53% of predicted. Next paragraph. Knee X-ray period done on March 1, 2012 showed moderate tricompartmental osteoarthritis to more mild in the medial compartment. Possibility of posterior intercondylar loose body cannot be excluded. Next paragraph. Assessment and planning. Problem number one. Non-obstructive coronary artery disease period. Had a stress test done on November 6, 2012 that showed moderate size, mild severity and partially reversible defect in the territory of RCA, and we did cardiac cath on December 4, 2012 that showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease. And on today's visit, patient denied any cardiac complaints like chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, orthopnea and syncope. We advise the patient to continue the same medication regimen, control his blood pressure and regular follow-up with PCP. We will re-alert him in the next visit. Next paragraph. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient had history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with CHARS II score of 1, and on today's visit, patient denied any history of palpitations, lightheadedness, syncope or any weakness or numbness in any part of the body, and presently he is not kept on any anticoagulation therapy as the patient is having active GI bleeding. We also recommended a 2D echocardiogram to rule out any valvular heart disease for the etiology of atrial fibrillation. Meanwhile, patient advised to continue the same medication regimen, and we'll evaluate him in the next visit accordingly. Next paragraph. Carotid artery disease screening period. Patient was a chronic smoker and 63-year-old. We recommended a carotid ultrasound to rule out any stenosis of the carotid arteries, and we'll evaluate him with the test results done. Next paragraph. GI bleeding with anemia period. Patient was recently admitted in the emergency department for history of guaiac positive stools. And his recent hemoglobin, his recent lab values done in December 2012 showed hemoglobin of 9.3, MCP of 73.9 with RBC 4.26. On today's visit, patient denied any active GI active GI bleeding visible in the stool. And in the emergency department, they did biopsy And in the emergency department, they did colonoscopy and biopsy. And we advised the patient to continue follow up with PCP for further management of his anemia and discuss the test results for GI bleeding. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue the stool softness and fiber diet, and will evaluate him in the next visit. Next paragraph. Hypertension period. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 122 over 82. We advise the patient to continue the same Norvasc 10 mg medication regimen and strictly adhere to low salt and low cholesterol diet and regular follow up with PCP. Next paragraph. Hyperlipidemia period. Patient advised to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow up with PCP for frequent monitoring of lipid panel and liver function tests. Next paragraph. Bilateral knee arthritis, patient advised to continue the same medication, pain medication regimen and regular follow-up with PCP on this regard. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Mr. Thomas. Our phone number has been provided to him to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see him back in 5 months or sooner necessary. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue follow-up with PCP and gastroenterologist. Thank you sincerely. Malvi Cooper, editing team for Dr. Mahir Alda. This is I am Dr. Dictation.